Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Cyber criminals are determined to disrupt our systems and our lives. Their intent is nothing but malicious, statement of fact, and they're only getting more brazen.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has announced a statewide cybersecurity protection strategy. This comes after the White House held its first cybersecurity summit aimed at addressing ransomware attacks on U.S. public schools. According to FBI data, more than 25,000 New Yorkers were victims of cyber attacks in the last year. The new strategy will provide increased cybersecurity services to county and local governments and allocate funds to expand the state's cybersecurity workforce. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal has reintroduced the Ghost Guns and Untraceable Firearms Act. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives reported the number of recovered and traced ghost guns increased by more than 1,000% between 2016 and 2021, and many have been tied to unsolved crimes across the country. By including unfinished frames and receivers in the federal definition of a firearm, people would have to undergo background checks before purchasing these kits. During a 2021 hearing, Blumenthal said the guns are created with the intent of bypassing federal regulations.
They will make a mockery of all other common sense gun safety steps. They will render meaningless background checks and other common sense regulation that now apply to make America safer.
While the 2024 election is still more than a year away, New Mexico election workers are still facing fallout from the last presidential election. A Brennan Center survey found 45% of respondents are concerned about their safety amid increased threats from voters questioning the validity of elections. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says it has become an ongoing part of being an election worker.
They are still dealing with this stuff. They are still suffering. They are still being harassed. They're still being attacked. That's the state we're in now, in early August, 15 months before a presidential election.
New Mexico was one of several states where the former president is accused of trying to persuade state officials to swing the election his way. The first over-the-counter birth control pill will be released early next year, and reproductive rights advocates are taking action to ensure access. Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto introduced the Affordability is Access Act, which would set up requirements for insurance coverage and access. Lindsay Harmon with Planned Parenthood Votes Nevada says the time to take action is now.
We are looking to cover a full spectrum of health care because we know that in this country, elected officials, particularly those who are anti-women and anti-choice and anti-trans, are coming and targeting, you know, every part of a person's reproductive health care.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.